Ladies and gentlemen, friends, welcome to the restaurant at the end of the universe. I am your host for tonight, Max Quartalpleen, and I've just come straight from the very, very, very other end of time, where I've been hosting a show with the Big Bang Burger Chef, where we had a real way of an evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean. And I will be with you throughout this tremendous historic occasion, the end of history itself. I just want you to think about that, ladies and gentlemen, friends. Thank you. Yeah, well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, take your places at table. The candles are lit. The band is playing. And what number? Yes, it's down the corridor, the second door. And as the force-shielded dome above us fades into transparency, revealing a dark and sullen sky, hung heavy with the ancient light of livid, swollen stars, I can see, friends, we're in for a fabulous evening's apocalypse. Thank you very much.
But look, Ford, surely if the universe is about to end here and now, don't we go with it?
Oh, no. Look, I mean, as soon as you come into this dive, I think you get held in this sort of amazing force-shielded temporal warp thing. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll show you. Now, imagine this napkin, right, as the temporal universe, right? And this spoon as a transductional mode in the matter curve.
But that's the spoon I was eating with.
All right, imagine this spoon is the transductional mode in the matter curve. No, better still, this fork.
Hey, could you let go of my fork, please?
Well, look, why don't we say this wine glass is the temporal universe? So if I sort of... Yeah, well, forget that. I mean, do you know how the universe began for a kickoff?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, all right, imagine this. You get a large round bath made of ebony.
Where from? Harrods was destroyed by the Vogons.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So you keep saying.
No, listen. Just imagine that you've got this ebony bath, right? And it's conical.
Conical? What kind
it's conical, okay? So what you do, you fill it with fine white sand, right? Or sugar, or anything like that. And when it's full, you pull the plug out, and it all just twirls down out of the plug hole.
Why?
But the clever thing is that you film it happening. You get a movie camera from somewhere and actually film it. But then you thread the film in the projector backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah, neat, you see. So what happens is you sit and you watch it, and then everything appears to spiral upwards out of the plug hole and fill the bath. Amazing.
And that's how the universe began?
No, but it's a marvellous way to relax.
Funny man.
Well, broke the ice, didn't it?
Now, and as the photon storms gather in the swirling clouds around us, preparing to tear apart the last of the red hot, hot suns, I hope you'll all settle back and enjoy with me what I'm sure we will all find an immensely exciting and terminal experience. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing penultimate about this one, you know what I mean? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the proverbial it. Thank you. And after this, there is void. Absolute nothing. Except, of course, for the sweet trolley and our fine selection of Adelbaran liqueurs. And now, at the risk of putting a damper on the wonderful sense of doom and futility here, well, I'd like to welcome a few parties. Now, do we have a party here? Do we have a party here from the Zanzel Quasar Flamorian Bridge Club from beyond the vert void of Quarn? Are they here? Oh, there they are. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, waving their Quarn streamers in the air. Good, jolly good. And a party of minor deities from the halls of Asgard. Ouch, that hurt. Still, we're all friends at the end of the universe. Now, do we have here a party of young conservatives from Sirius B? Yes, we do. And lastly, a party of devout believers from the Church of the Second Coming of the Great Prophet Zarquan. Well, fellas, let's hope he's hurrying because he's only got 8 minutes left. No, please. I mean, no offense meant, because I know we shouldn't make fun of deeply held beliefs. So I think a big hand, please, for the great prophet Zarquan, wherever he's got to. Personally, thank you, thank you. As you know, I just want to say how marvelous it is to see how many of you come here time and time again as the final death
row of
nature.
Who, me? Mr. Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yeah.
There is a phone call for you.
Hey, what?
Here?
Hey, but who knows where I am?
Zaphod, perhaps it's the police. Could they have traced us here?
You mean they want to arrest me over the phone? Could be. I'm a pretty dangerous dude when I'm cornered.
Oh, yeah, you get a piece so fast that people get hit by the shrapnel.
I am not personally acquainted with the metal gentleman in question, so...
Metal?
But I'm informed that he has been awaiting your return for a considerable number of millennia. It seems you left here somewhat precipitately.
Hey, left here? We've only just arrived.
Indeed, sir. But before you arrived here, sir, you left here.
You're saying that before we arrived here, we left here?
That is what I said, sir.
Put your analyst on danger money, baby. Now.
No. Wait a minute. Where exactly is here?
The planet Magrathea, sir.
But we just left there. This is the restaurant at the end of the universe, I thought.
Precisely, sir. The one was constructed on the ruins of the other.
Ah, you mean we've travelled in time, but not in space.
Listen, you semi-evolved simian, go climb a tree, won't you?
Oh, go and bang your heads together, Four Eyes.
No, your monkey has got it right, sir.
Who are you calling a monkey?
You jumped forwards in time many millions of years while retaining the same position in space. Your friend has been waiting for you in the meantime.
Well, what's he been doing all the time?
Rusting a little, sir?
Marvin! It must be Marvin!
The paranoid android!
Space cookies! Oh, hand me the wrap rod plate, Captain.
Pardon, sir?
Pass the phone, waiter. Gee, you guys are so unhip, it's a wonder your bums don't fall off.
What, sir? The phone, sir.
Marvin! Hi, how you doing, kid?
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Hey, yeah? Oh, we're having a great time. Food, wine, a little personal abuse, and the universe going foom. Where can we find you?
You don't have to pretend to be interested in me, you know. I know perfectly well I'm only a menial robot.
Yeah, okay, but where are you?
Reverse primary thrust, Marvin. That's what they say to me. Open airlock number 3, Marvin. Marvin, can you pick up that piece of paper?
Yeah, okay,
can
I've got that.
Pick up that piece of paper. Here I am, brain the size of a...
Yeah.
I'm quite used to being humiliated. I can even go and stick my head in a bucket of water if you like.
Yeah, Marvin...
Would you like me to go and stick my head in a bucket of water? I've got one ready. Wait a minute.
What's he saying, Zaphod?
Oh, nothing. He just phoned up to wash his head at us.
Has that satisfied you?
Will you please tell us where you are?
I'm in the car park.
In the car park? What are you doing there?
Parking cars. What else?
Okay, stay there. Come on, guys, let's go. Marvin's down in the car park.
The car park? What's he doing in the car park?
Parking cars. What else, dum-dum? Hey, fool, come on, Trillian, let's move.
What about my pairs, Galambit?